Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:02, just me and Dell now. How about Lance actually roll? Oh, he didn't close the door, though, as usual.
You can't expect perfection from him.
Yeah. Thanks,
Jake.
We
got a little bit, though.
Jake Assman just closed the door for us.
Assman. He closed the door.
What I said. Jake Assman.
Assman. Not man. Not ass man. Assman.
His name is...
No, it's not.
There's is
not
it a... spelled M-A-N at the end?
It's not spelled double...
Assman.
It's not spelled A-double-S either.
A-S. Assman.
Assman.
That's what. Whatever. You say tomato, I say tomato.
No, you say Assman, I say Assman. That's what is actually happening.
That is kind of happening. All right, so we haven't talked about the Rockets in a while. So back to our team. I mean, is this now no home team has lost? So this is a home game for Oklahoma City. Is that where you? Is that where you tonight?
No, I didn't think. Man, the OKC crowd is really pushing the Thunder forward in the two games the Rockets lost. It'll be a question if they continue to find ways, at least what they did in Game 5, to limit Schroeder. Well, he did that to himself by punching someone in the nuts. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We know the formula for the Thunder. Those three guards have to be really good. If they're not good, they don't compete. And with Schroeder out and Gilgeous-Alexander being a no-show, even though he was there, there's no shot. I mean, they're going to probably start off slowly because that's what they do. The Thunder have gotten off the poor starts pretty much the entire series. And I can rail on Billy Donovan and his lineups, but whatever. You want to start Steven Adams and Dort, that's fine. But you better get out of it pretty quickly. I think anything less than like 25 per player from their three guards, the Rockets are going to win this running away. Going away. If Alexander, Schroeder, and Paul don't go for a combined 70 or so, forget about it.
So we're not all that smart, right? I mean, we're not that bright.
Yeah, no one's coming to us for intelligence.
For basketball advice. But how does Billy Donovan not see that this, I mean, as good as Dort has been, I mean, you can't, how is it that he hasn't told him, okay, don't shoot threes anymore? I don't care. Now, if you're a coach, can you tell that guy? I mean, did somebody tell Russ, or did Russ have this self-awareness all of a sudden that he said, Russ took two threes the other night.
It's easier to tell Dort than the former MVP not to play a certain way.
Dort's...
he should always be on the move. Yes, the Rockets are doubling off him or not even trying, but cut... Now, he's not a great decision maker with the ball in his hands, period. We saw multiple turnovers, live ball turnovers, but he should be always moving. Anytime the Rockets are leaving him, he should be cutting into the paint. It's better for him to be a decision maker as opposed to a shooter. I would rather have him at the free throw line. Now, I don't know if he can make a free throw jumper. Instead of hanging out the three-point line, cut to that area and then make a pass. It's like in a zone. They're not playing a zone, but when they come off him like that, put him in that area and have your wings, or at least your alleged shooters, in spots where he can make a pass. Now, I don't know if the Rockets' defense is so locked in on not
we're going to give it some credit.
What I meant was, I don't know if the Rockets are so locked in on this particular style of defense that no matter where he is on the floor, they're not going to converge. So maybe if you put him in the paint, cut him into the paint, the Rockets might converge on him because he's got a shot to make a layup and he can make a pass. But standing him out at the free throw line, forget about it. You're giving them what they want.
Yep.
But Donovan can tell Dort not to shoot. He couldn't tell Russ the last couple years not to shoot because he was the MVP. You can tell Dort not to shoot from there.
Yeah. No, you can't. No, you give green light. If you're open, Chris Paul, Gilgeous Alexander, Gallinari, you're shooting. Dort,
yeah, dude. Put him on the move. He doesn't need to stand out beyond the three-point line.
So Schroeder's been their best player. I don't know that that's arguable, is it?
No, he has been. When they have won games, it's because he has been able to get to the bucket.
Well, it's funny. In the overtime game, obviously they played so well in the overtime. They shouldn't even have gone to overtime. The Rockets should have won that in regulation. But they were all plus players except Nerlens Noel. And quite frankly, I think they're better with Nerlens Noel on the floor.
I do too. He gives them, as much as Steven Adams is a big dude, he's not really a turn around the rim so much. I would rather have Nerlens Noel. He's a little bit, he's bouncier. You can throw lobs to him, and he can also block some shots and deter some shots as well.
Yeah. In the other game that they won, 117-114, the only plus players on the floor were the bench and Chris Paul, who was plus three.
Yeah.
The bench got the job done. I mean, that you're getting off to slow starts. One of the reasons is your starting lineup.
Yeah, it's a non-scoring lineup. And even when you in a game, in a quarter where you limited the Rockets to 24 points, it's amazing. The Rockets, I think they scored like 17 or 16 points in the first 5 minutes of that quarter. And then the next seven, they were bad offensively too, because they got off to a big lead, but the Thunder could only score 14. So even in a quarter where you hold the Rockets at 24 points, you're still down by 10 because your starting lineup is offensively inept. You have two guys the Rockets don't have to worry about. Steven Adams is not quick enough or athletic enough to just dump him the ball and maybe he can make a quick move to the bucket and get you a layup. That's not – he's everything slow and plodding. So even when he goes up for rebounds, as big as he is, the Rockets gang rebound against him and tap balls away from him because he's just not that – he doesn't have the quick twitch. They just are limited offensively when those two are on the floor, Dort and Adams.
Does Billy Donovan have another job? I mean, is he like selling insurance on the days off or something?
I don't believe so.
So that he can't, like, if this is not, it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, and we see
some of these things are really how. Why is Dort 0-for-9 when he's 0-for-4? You say Dort, stop.
We see this all the time in the playoffs. Coaches make moves because it's a playoff series. Teams have drilled down on what they want to do to you, so you have to make adjustments, even in your starting lineup. We've seen coaches change lineups in the finals. Forget about the first round. I know it sends a message that you're capitulating, but why do you need to start Steven Adams? Why do you have to start him? I don't understand why he is needed. You want him to eat up minutes against when you want to get your scorer some rest. I get it. Play him if you need to. But you don't have to start him. There's nothing that says you have to start him.
And by the way, well, it's what we did. We've done all year. And by the way, you've gotten off to horrific starts.
Stop starting him. You can go Danilo. By the way, another guy who needs to play better, Danilo Gallinari, was terrible in game 5-2. So they had two of the top four players in Danilo and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander not play well. So that's going to have to change. But there's no reason you can't make him your small ball five.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to, I know it screws up your rotation to start Schroeder, but to get yourself off to a good start, and then you stagger the minutes. Maybe you take Chris Paul out earlier than you normally would and keep Schroeder and Gilgeous Alexander on the floor. Whatever you need to do. But there's no reason you need to start Steven Adams for six straight games, considering the way you guys have gotten off to in terms of starts. But I imagine today, Steven Adams will be right back where he was starting. Yeah.
And Dort will be right there standing on the three-point line waiting for a pass.
So they can trail by double digits again and try to fight their way back like they did in game 5.
I take it back. And I'm taking it back now. Billy Donovan should have been – he was a finalist for Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
As well he should have been. But I'm glad he didn't win. Nick Nurse won.
Nick Nurse didn't
look too good yesterday.
No, not against the Celtics. We'll see how that goes for them in tomorrow. But if he goes six straight games, now Dort didn't start game one and he played well against Harden in 2, 3, and 4. So he's going to probably start again, even though Harden wasn't bothered by him in game 5. In fact, the Rockets talk about using screens and going against the screens to kind of take advantage of Dort's aggressiveness and his ability to get in front of Harden. They would sometimes reject the screen, so now he was out of position. I mean, go ahead. if you're a Rocket fan, I would hope to see Steven Adams and Dort in the lineup at the same time to start, because you're probably guaranteed a double-digit lead to start. And yep. then the Thunder will have to take Steven Adams out and fight back. But go ahead, get your double-digit lead again, because that's what Billy Donovan seems to want to give you.
Great news for the Oakland Athletics. All of their players and staff tested negative for COVID-19 Sunday after one positive test Saturday.
So who tested positive? Was it a false positive?
I don't know if it was a staff member, or they didn't say.
They said a member.
I think the inference was that it was a staff member.
They said member of the organization.
Member of the organization.
So that, I didn't immediately think player either. Cause
yeah, that's what the way you put it like that, and yeah. I immediately think that's a staffer.
Yeah, so did they all test negative?
Just perfect.
So after?
Now hopefully the Astros get to play in Oakland for that game.
You would like that, right?
It would be. Now, it kind of sucks because the Astros are going to be getting back from L.A., and Oakland is going to be in Texas, but they both have an open date September 14th. So that would be nice to play here, but the Astros are going to be coming back from a trip to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers. I would hope that they could do that here as opposed to having to play there. Yeah, September 14th, both teams have off. And they were at Texas, so they could take a nice short puddle jumper here, play, and then head to Colorado after that. Sorry, Oakland. That's on you. You're the one that caused this game to be. I bet you the league makes them play a doubleheader in Oakland. As opposed to playing here on September 14th. Yeah, just to screw the Astros.
Yeah, and their reasoning will be we don't want to add to the travel, but we're gonna give you an unfair disadvantage by making you play more games in Oakland.
Yeah. When you were eight of the 10 games in Oakland.
Oh, by the way,
I honestly think that the league might do that because they don't really want the Astros to be in a prominent position to be winning, to be thought of as a great team this year.
I understand that, but you would think it would help the league's cause if the Astros, the cheating Astros, still found a way to win games.
Yeah,
when they weren't cheating anymore, even though we knew they weren't cheating in 19 anyway.
Hey, well, let's face it; it ain't so bad right now. And without Verlander, without all the Bregman, without
Jordan,
I mean, are you kidding me? Without Springer for a lot of the year,
still 19-14. You look at the Yankees finally got they had struggled and
they were down 7-2 yesterday and they came back and won.
Yeah, now they're 3 in a row after losing 7 in a row. But for a time, the Astros had the third best record in baseball. I mean, in the AL, as much as we've talked about how they struggled until the Yankees got going, the Astros are third best record in baseball. Well, fourth. The Twins are. Actually, the Astros have a better winning percentage than the Twins. So currently, the fourth best record in the AL. Now that the Yankees have gotten going again, so it's been a lot of scuffling. But I feel like the two game, maybe a three game sweep of the A's, but the two game sweep makes you feel a little better about the prospects. I don't know about a deep playoff run, but if you can continue to beat the A's, you can say to yourself, okay, we're okay. And then you hope and pray that Bregman comes back in a reasonable amount of time, and we'll see if Chandler Rome is actually wrong or not about Justin Verlander.
All right, we'll take a break. It's 10:15 ESPN 97.5, 713. You guys want to talk about anything, you're more than welcome. It's just us, me and Dell. 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just, how about this? There are going to be, 8 playoff teams, right, from each league?
In MLB?
Yeah.
Yeah. Top two from each division, then seven and eight.
And then 7 and 8. In the American League, all 8 teams have a winning record. Right now, it's the Rays, the Athletics, the Indians, the White Sox, the Yankees, Astros, Twins, and Jays. And they all have winning records, 18 and 14. In the National League, only 4 teams have winning records. The Dodgers, the Cubs, the Padres, and the Braves. That's it. Rockies are 17 and 17. The reason for that is that the National League now is having to play a higher percentage of interleague games that they're having to play. Now, at the bottom of each, the Angels are 12 and 21. Pittsburgh is 10. You might say, well, maybe the bottom is worse. Not so. Look at the Red Sox, 12 and 22, second to last in the league. The Rangers, 12 and 21. Angels, 12 and 23. At the bottom, the Pirates, the Nationals, and the Diamondbacks are the 3 worst teams. The reason is now they're playing a third of their game. The National League has to play a third of their games against the American League. And the American League's just better. American League has been better for a while.
Looking at the Dodgers are the only team. Yeah, they do you have it broken down by, I guess, quote unquote, interleague play? Because I on the ESPN one, it doesn't have it broken
down. No, I don't have it by interleague play.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. Expand it if it has it. But it's not surprising.
No.
Even though the Nationals.
The American League has been so much better.
Even though the Nationals won last year and they won it from a wild card position, I mean, last year the AL was a better league.
Yeah. No, it has been for a while.
Yeah.
Has been for a while. It's just better play. I mean, look at the World Series and look at the All-Star game. The American League has been dominant. Been dominant. 713-780-3776, and then we'll find out when they will make up that Astros game. That just pisses me. It just pisses me off.
Yeah, they were playing well. He had a chance.
Yeah.
Felt like to get within a game and a half of the A's and maybe kind of flip the season a little bit and say, all right, we got that whole we don't beat winning teams off of our back. Let's see what we can do moving forward. And got taken away from you. And it is interesting that the A's today, no one tests positive after testing positive yesterday. You think it's gamesmanship,
well,
John?
Well, even if they did catch it, would it show up already? If they just caught it, don't you have? Isn't there a 3-day incubation? Are you gonna?
Well, I don't know when they initially got it, but the science would say what they're now free of it a day after. So how does it work? If you got it the day before, how are you no longer having it the day after? Like someone tested positive and then they.
Or did they not test that? That guy wasn't tested again.
Or maybe that's the case.
Yeah, maybe that's
maybe
the
no
case.
One else tested positive.
Right.
That's what they said?
I don't know. They just said they had no positive tests.
So what is
the next day? Maybe that guy didn't test again.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in whoever. He
or maybe
she,
it was a false positive.
Yeah, he or she might be in isolation or maybe he or she tested didn't really have.
I would have loved
test.
To have seen Valdez on the mound yesterday, yeah. Especially with how, you know, the Astros were playing.
How everything was going.
Yeah. No, that's just a momentum killer. But they had intermittent days off here lately. I mean, they lost the game against the Angels. Then they had the day off. And then they had another day off, right? And then they, because they walked out. And then they won two. So here's another day off. They're taking a break. And then you got another day off today. And then the Rangers come into town. And they're crap.
The crap Rangers, yeah.
Yeah. So... And the Astros have been, with how intermittently they've been playing, actually playing good football.
Baseball.
Good. But I wanted to talk some football. Carson Wentz?
Soft tissue issue. So Jalen Hurts participated for the most part in the scrimmage yesterday. Had an okay day. Underthrew a ball for a pick. Also threw a couple touchdown passes. But soft tissue Carson Wentz. That's not normally what his issue is. He's normally having big time injuries that keep him out of games. But, well, are we surprised that it's only like one practice, but everyone's like, well, that's Carson Wentz for you. Always missing time.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if you're an Eagle fan, you got to be frustrated. Can this guy make it through a season? You have to ask yourself, is that – and Is Jalen enough? Are you confident that Jalen can take over the reins?
Now, Doug Peterson does a good job with quarterbacks. But what are the expectations for the Eagles? With Carson Wentz?
Well, the Eagles are your expectations of the win of the division, isn't it?
Certainly with Carson Wentz. So they brought in Darius Slay from Detroit to help their cornerback situation. Yeah, them, the Cowboys, I believe, when they won the division last year, even though it was a soft division, they believe they're at least a division-winning team. Who knows if Carson Wentz plays a full year, what they believe they can be. I would probably say Jalen as a rookie, not enough. I don't think the Eagles as a whole are enough to raise his level. Like, Carson Wentz is going to have to raise the Eagles' level to reach where they want to reach. I don't think the rest of that team by itself can take on a caretaker quarterback and win a division or be a serious contender. Now, who knows what Jalen Hurts will be in a couple years, but as a rookie, being a guy they probably have to not put too much on, I don't think that the rest of that team's enough. So they're going to have to hope that Carson Wentz can make it through the year.
Yeah. No. When you had Nick Foles as your backup, you know, who believed in them, though, in that postseason? I can't imagine a lot of people did, and especially going and beating New England that year. That was unbelievable. But you know what? Nick Foles was able to do it. Is Jalen Hurts, do you think that rookie can come in and take over and be and lead this team to a division title, let alone playoff wins?
I don't think it's likely offhand. Like, I'd have to see him play. I don't think him walking in gives me much confidence. It's a Carson Wentz-led team. He's going to have to be there.
Well, I mean, would you believe more in Joe Burrow than Jalen? Do you believe more in Tua than Jalen?
Jalen has a better team than both those guys.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but I don't know if I believe in them. I don't know if I believe in him more. I just know he would have a better shot. And Tua's not, unless Ryan Fitzpatrick misses a lot of time because of the death of his mother. That happened over the weekend. Ryan Fitzpatrick lost his mom. I don't imagine we're going to see Tua. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to play as long as they're competitive. At least that's the vibe from Dolphins
camp. Yeah. Well, unless they're not competitive.
Well, then we'll see. We'll probably see him early. They've done a lot to add to the defense. You know, Byron Jones is from Dallas. So mm-hmm. Have a really good secondary now. Added Kava Noy, added Shaq Lawson. So they've added legitimate players to a defense that didn't have many last year. But yeah, if it gets off to a bad start, if Fitzpatrick does what he normally does, you can see Tua in there pretty quickly.
Hey, we've been talking a lot about hoops. You've been watching a lot of hoops in the bubble. How about the kids? And Lance talked about his kid wanted to go out, and then they started playing one-on-one. Listen, you want the best goal in the market, and especially when you got little kids. Nothing against Lance's kids. I don't think they're dunking. I don't think any of them are dunking at this point. But they can if they got a hoops goal. If you've got the hoops goal that you can raise and lower the goal, that's what the kids love. They just love when you go to the website, produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. You're going to see there's a picture site, and most all of them are kids, little kids hanging on the rim, dunking at home. And this is what they want. They want to dunk. They want to take videos of it. They want to send it out on Instagram or TikTok or whatever and show everybody how they're dunking, their style of dunks and everything else. They watch the big guys dunking all day. They want to do it too, Dad. So if you're looking for the great gift for the family that will be used, because when they're little and you staple it to the 10 feet, they can't play. It's just no fun. Okay. Oh, well, I want them to get used to it. No. How about let them have some fun, lower the goal, let them make baskets, get the shot, and then you raise it, then you raise it. And when they're big enough, they can use the 10-foot goal. That's just what's happening every single day, and the kids love it. So go to produnkhoops.com. Tell them you heard it right here, produnkhoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
How many times did you and your boys play the WAP song this weekend, John?
Where were you where that song would have been played?
We play it all the time.
Who breaks it out?
Chad. Martin. Yeah.
Yanni.
Yanni's going to break it out.
Justin.
Justin loves the WAP song. He does the dance.
The drowning pool guy?
Yeah.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
He does the dance.
Yeah. He does the...
You think Justin appreciates you?
Did you see... I saw on Instagram a kid, he's shooting a dad. He's shooting a video of his dad. The dad's got no shirt on. He's all bowed up. And he's watching his daughter do the WAP dance in the living room.
Ooh, that's
and he's like...
Bad feeling for the dad.
Hey, stop! Stop! And he goes over there and the kid looks at us. He's laughing. As dad gets nuts about his daughter. Yeah, don't do that in front of your dad, girls.
She's doing that to troll dad, right?
Yeah, she was trolling him.
Of course.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, if you're a dad, what you don't want to think about is not only did she do that to troll you, but she had to learn to dance.
Yeah.
How long did it take her to figure everything out?
First of all, I don't want you even knowing that.
Yeah. Now, you watch the music video, that's okay. I guess it's okay. But she probably put in what? An hour, 2 hours learning the dance, and then decided, I'm so good at this, I'm gonna troll my dad.
Mm.
And I imagine she probably has a TikTok, and she's probably not saving it for only dad. She's probably putting that video, her dance, on TikTok too. So, what a horror show if you're a father.
No, if Frankie did that,
Frankie, I think is a little old for it.
Yeah,
I don't think at this point, I don't know, what is she, 22?
Frankie's 22.
Yeah, I don't know if a 22-year-old's doing that now. I mean, maybe some of them are, but Frankie's at a point where he's like, yeah, I'm kind of working for the representative in Congress. Maybe I don't put that video out.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't learn that dance. And where would I do it anyway? I don't think you have to worry about it.
Apparently, this is from Jeremy Fowler, and he's got some kind of inside information. According to him... Bill O'Brien's tight-lipped about negotiation, but Deshaun Watson, the talk started months ago. Deshaun Watson confirmed the ongoing discussions before training camp, wants to stay in Houston despite frustrations. But apparently they are not close, says Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Apparently the Texans want a long-term contract. The kind that Patrick Mahomes got, but Watson is seeking a short-term deal to be a free agent before his age 30 season. And that's why the two are. Is this going to be a Dak situation?
Where he actually enters a year on a franchise tag?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going by Deshaun's going to try to milk the Texans for everything, that I could see it. But that would mean that the Texans would actually take a stand. Do they have that in them?
Well, yeah, I could. You know what? Here's the deal. What if they give him? What if they offer him a Mahomes kind of deal?
And he says no.
They
what? You mean by length of deal?
Length and payment. That just means I don't want to be here. That's all that means.
I mean,
I'm not sure I want to be here. And you know what? I don't know that I can blame him. With Bill O'Brien at the helm. I don't know that I could blame him. Despite having, you know, whatever in guaranteed money. What was Mahomes end up? What did he end up with guaranteed money?
I'll look again.
30, whatever it was. 60, whatever the
Pat
hell.
Pat Mahomes guaranteed money?
Yeah, it wasn't 60. It was.
I think it was a lot more than that.
Was it?
You mean per year or
over the course of the 10 years.
I'll look it up, but it had to be more than 60. He wouldn't have signed for 60. Guaranteed. Yeah, you're right. $63 million fully guaranteed.
63 guaranteed. What the hell, dude? Kirk Cousins got 90 guaranteed.
Now Mahomes got $141 million in injury guarantees, so he's still gonna.
Yeah, that
he's
most
like
anything.
Yeah, like injury. I wonder what the. Yeah, I mean Kirk Cousins' entire deal was guaranteed, wasn't it?
What the hell? If Deshaun doesn't do, if they offer him $45 million a year with, let's say, 80 guaranteed or whatever, over 10 years and he doesn't do that, that all that means is Deshaun just doesn't want to be here. That's all.
I mean, Mahomes had proof of concept. He knows what working with Andy Reid can do for you, not only as a stat thing, but as a winning thing. You just won a Super Bowl with him, and as long, and you got to believe as long as Andy Reid's around, you're going to have more opportunities to win them. You know. Deshaun doesn't have that with Bill O'Brien. He doesn't have, no matter what Bill O'Brien tells him about what he believes they're capable of, there's no proof of that right
no.
now.
No.
So he would be dumb. I think he's going to take the NBA model approach, when this, what LeBron had done before he got to the Lakers, particularly in his second time around in Cleveland, what KD did with the Warriors. You short-term deal at a lot of money, and then I'll make a decision afterwards whether I still want to be here or not.
Well, and Bill O'Brien's future depends on him getting Deshaun to a long-term deal.
Well, then I guess his future is going to be up in the air.
Well, and here's the deal, too, is you're getting close to giving him the franchise money anyway. And even on the second year, if you've got to pay him $50 million for the second year, it's close to, he's going to make over 40. If you've got to do that, then you still do it, because as opposed to signing him to a three-year extension, because you got 2 years of a franchise, why the hell would you just do a three-year deal and let him walk? You're going to have to let him walk anyway, but you got to work that deal until he says, no, there's no way I'm doing that. And in the meantime, you got to prove that you can win at the highest level too.
Yeah, if Deshaun consistently tells you that I'm not signing a long-term deal here, I'm only going to sign a three-year deal, and which would mean, what, 1 year beyond the franchise tag, 2 years? You have a decision to make. Do you want to wait with those franchise years and have to deal with all that comes with it? The questions, the constant talk about the contract, and work around that while you're trying to bring a team together that makes Deshaun want to stay? Or do you want to get that out of the way and use that distraction, push to the side, to build a team and convince Deshaun that, yeah, I'm confident enough that I'll sign you to this three-year deal. After 3 years, you're going to want to be here.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. If Deshaun won't come to terms on a long-term deal now, you have to win and win big and show him this is that you can win big here. Because that might be the only reason Deshaun wouldn't want to be here, is because he doesn't believe he can win big with Bill O'Brien. That might be it. Or he might be, you know, he might tire of Bill O'Brien. I mean,
at that point, how many years would it be?
Well, he'll have his 5 plus 2 is 7 if he goes through 2 franchise tags. I mean, 7 years with Bill O'Brien.
Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
It seems like haven't we already been with Bill O'Brien for 7 years?
How long have we been with Bill O'Brien? Are we going to
this is his 6th year, isn't it?
2014 he started, right?
This is his 6th. 14. Yeah, because he's won 3 division titles.
Is it 3 or 4?
4 out of 5. 4 out of 6. This might be his 7th year. I don't care. You know what? 14, I'm tired of him.
14, 15, 16, and I don't have to listen to him every day. 19. He's going into year 6. Could it be year 7?
Oh, my gosh.
Are we just bad at math, which is clearly a possibility?
No, he's won 4 out of 6 years, hasn't he?
Oh, this is year 7?
Yeah.
A great 6 years, right, John?
4 division titles in 6 years.
Yeah, it's year 7.
Ugh.
So
I know I'm tired of him. I can't even imagine the guy has to listen to him every day.
Every day. Going into 7th year, winning percentage just over 54%, 2-4 in the playoffs. Glad he got that extension. At least glad he gave it to himself.
1040 ESPN, 97.5. Man, oh, man, oh, man. And if he doesn't get Deshaun done, guess what? He's done. He's got to get Deshaun done, because he ain't winning without Deshaun, that's for sure. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about CBD American Shaman. This is the best CBD oil place in this city. Well, in this city. From Katy to Beaumont, from Galveston to Conroe. You got 30-some locations all over, and it's got the technology that nobody else has because the CBD oil is water soluble. This is important because oil and water don't mix, right? Well, this oil mixes with water and it goes through your veins. It goes through your body evenly. And listen, we were riding bikes yesterday, had a little hip problem, take a little CBD oil in the morning and boom, 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 feel great. Take a little before you go to bed, sleep great. Anxiety, if you've got if you have anxiety for whatever reason, be it you, any kind of issue that you have with, you know, people, or be it that you have a lot of pressure at work or whatever the case may be, this will help you as well. It helps me. I really do. You feel calmer. You feel better. There's all kinds of stuff. If you've got any kind of issues with swelling, it can help that too. So you're looking for CBD oil to help you out. And oh, by the way, these people are very knowledgeable. They will give you free samples and they will tell you exactly what you need to do every single time. You tell them the issues that you're having and they're going to hook you up with the right CBD oil. CBD American Shaman. ShopCBDTX.com. ShopCBDTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Wow. This has to be impossible. A guy in the UK, Sunderland man. He's not that big either. He is a professional competitive eater. He ate the entire Five Guys menu in 1 hour.
So he had a bacon burger, a normal burger, a cheeseburger. He had all of those burgers?
All those burgers, the fries, hot dog, the shakes.
So he had a Cajun's fry and a normal fry?
Yeah. Look at it. He's got, I mean, you should, man, oh man, are you kidding me?
So we talking,
don't they have dogs too?
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yeah.
We talking about,
in 1 hour.
So are we saying he also had the different sizes of fries?
8 burgers, 4 hot dogs, 2 orders of fries, okay, 2 veggie sandwiches, 1 grilled cheese sandwich, 1 BLT sandwich, 2 milkshakes, 2 refill drinks. The entire menu.
In an hour.
In an hour. There's no flipping way.
I've never understood those people, only because if at some point, no matter how hungry I think I am, there's a breaking point. And I'm just, my mind won't push me past the breaking point. Okay, I've had enough. I'm not going to eat anymore because it's not even enjoyable at that point. That dude's just built different. I couldn't do it.
No.
Forget about the capacity to eat, because sure, I could put another couple fries down if I wanted to, but there's something in my head that goes, nah, you're done here. No more eating. You're done. Stop eating. And there's a switch that flips like, this isn't enjoyable. I'm not going to eat anymore.
Well, those guys, though, they're pros.
Yeah.
I mean, but, okay, who could eat more, him or Charlie Polillo?
I've never
seen it. I understand it, Charlie can go now.
We've been told that Charlie can put the food down, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I'm going to say Charlie isn't a gluttonous person. He would say, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to eat all that food.
I'll bet you Charlie could eat, but not in an hour. But he could eat the entire Five Guys menu in a day.
Yeah, it's actually not that large of a menu. It's not like it's a McDonald's menu where there's like feels like there's food from every country on it.
That's a lot of food.
No,
now.
I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying if we're talking about menus to go through, the Five Guys one is one of the easier ones as far as fast food is concerned. It's not. They just don't have all the stuff that all the other places have. But I feel like Charlie has a switch that I would say, this is stupid. I'm not going to do it. He would just say, this is dumb. I'm not going to eat all this food. It's a waste.
Divorce rates in America soared by 34%. 34%, Tal.
Because of quarantine?
Yeah. Well, with marriages crumbling 3 weeks into quarantine.
Well, you understand.
And newlywed separations doubling to 20%.
Yeah, there is a thing about having space away from your partner. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be around. You realize, wait a minute, why did I pick this person to be with? Considering I don't want to be around them that much.
No.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, wait a minute. You married them.
Yeah, but you have time to get away. Now everything they do, you're gonna acknowledge. Like, you have 8 hours, depending on what job you have. Maybe 8 hours away from them, maybe more. You come home, and it's like a breath of fresh air to talk to someone that you love and cherish, or whatever the words you have to say when you're doing that stupid ceremony. But then, when you have
women have to say love, honor, and obey.
I imagine that'll go away for new marriages. I imagine that obey thing ain't gonna be it's gonna hit different.
Some things need to stay the same.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but you're married already. You can say that. You realize, wait a minute, this person's not so great. And they probably realize the same about you.
2/3 of Americans think that they have made themselves a better person because of the pandemic. I know I'm not.
Considering my life hasn't really changed that much. Now, I know a lot of people have gone through awful things, but as far as the people who've kept their jobs and... My life has not changed.
Well, they said that they've improved themselves.
I haven't.
Challenging themselves, doing, reading more or working out more or in some way, shape, or form. They have new hobbies, new passions.
Now, I've worked out more, but...
You walked up the stairs this morning.
Well, that's just because I told you that was about steps, but I heard the elevator. I didn't know it was you, but I heard the elevator when I was on... floor two getting, I was like, I don't want to share the elevator. I don't want that COVID from someone. So I'm just going to walk up the steps. Normally
I actually did think I don't want to share an elevator because I might get COVID.
Actually, I don't want to share an elevator.
You're not in the elevator long enough to catch it.
That was just a joke. Okay. What the real thought was, I don't want to share an elevator because I'm antisocial.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't want to say good morning to someone I don't know.
Are you the Zach Greinke of this show?
If you asked me to sit behind the mound while they're fixing it. Yeah, I would do that.
Would you not want to fly with everybody because you just don't want to be around them? If we all took a flight somewhere?
I wouldn't want to fly with...
Take your own... So we'd have to send a private jet with you?
No, it wouldn't be that. I wouldn't want to fly anywhere with you because once you fly to a different location with someone, it's expected you have to spend time with them then. Because you just can't... You can't take a group trip and then don't spend any time with them. So
you done any of our trips? No.
I've only gone to Vegas that one time, went back with Yahoo Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't enjoy that?
Well, I liked it, but I didn't hang out with you because you were gambling or playing golf, things I don't do. So I didn't have to hang out with you.
Remember? No, so that was fine.
It was fine with me. But if that was the case again, if you told me John was going to be preoccupied and I have to hang out with him, I would do it. But if like, well, it's a kind of a group trip. We're going to do things as a group, like, yeah, I'm just going to stay home.
Hmm. Bad news for Abe Lincoln's reenactor.
What happened? Did he get shot in the head
too? Oh, he was
busted
for child porn. Yeah, that's not what honest Abe would want.
No. There's a group called Project Lincoln that's anti-Trump and anti the current GOP. I don't think they're going to get that guy to play Abe in one of their next commercials.
No.
Or ads. Oof, that's rough.
That's a terrible, terrible way to go about that. Apparently, there is a submarine that had itself a rough time. It was loaded with $18 million worth of cocaine purchased by Jalisco New Generation Cartel. It was intercepted by Colombian authorities.
Do you think that submarine's going to have some explaining to do?
Probably.
To both parties? First of all, the authorities and also the cartel for getting caught. We're using a submarine.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's in some trouble.
Yeah, forget about that law enforcement. You cost them, what, $18 million worth of cocaine? Oh, you're gonna have to deal with the cartel.
I'm torn on this. Have you watched Queen of the South?
I've seen...
Are you up to date now?
No, I'm not. I saw parts of the first season, but that's where I kind of stopped.
So, we're caught up to it. I find myself rooting for them, and I keep forgetting the reason... That they're in business. I'm rooting for Teresita.
Yeah, you're rooting for
Pablo.
Pablo as well.
I was rooting for Pablo.
We always root for the... We root for Michael
in
The Godfather. You know, he's a gangster who kills people.
Well, yeah. He's Italian.
We always root for the bad... Well, that's your reason.
You know what I'm saying?
We always root for the bad guy.
I don't know that I rooted for... Who was the Mexican one? And in Narcos.
And
I
didn't really refer. Well, we had Kiki.
He wasn't that nice a guy.
And we also
Teresita is the cartel queen with a heart of gold.
But we also had Kiki. We had the DEA agent. That
right,
we
Kiki
had.
Camarena.
We had his point perspective. So we had a guy to root for. But when it's simply Pablo's kind of mesmerizing though. That's the difference. Like Pablo's like, I like Pablo. At least the character, not the actual person.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa has a heart of gold.
Oh yeah, she doesn't like to hurt anybody. She will, and she does, but she doesn't like it.
Pablo gave money to the locals, but he also blew up a plane because the guy was going to turn on him, and the guy was on the plane, so he killed all the people on the plane. So Pablo, nice over here. I'll kill all the innocent people on a plane to save myself, though.
But
you like Pablo.
But I like Pablo.
He pulled up his pants.
Yeah. He liked to walk around smoking weed in his dad jeans and gym shoes. He kind of liked the guy.
Except for the whole, drug trade thing.
Do you want to work for the CIA? Because they have a puzzle out, Dell. If you can solve it, they want you to apply for a job.
No, because I feel like no matter what I did, if something didn't help a certain political party, then my work would be called into question. Because that apparently is, no, I don't want to be a part of any organization that turns political. I'm out. What's the puzzle?
It's a solve a code. It's a bunch of numbers, and you have to figure out what the letter says.
And do they immediately hire you?
Well, I think they might give you an interview.
Would you? You could be an analyst, I guess, some of the terms they use. Would you rather be a desk person for the CIA or work in a foreign country?
Work in a foreign country.
Doing stuff.
Yeah. I'd rather do stuff.
Assassinating people.
Assassinating people. Have all those women.
Well, that's what the TV shows show you. I don't know if that's a real
thing. Yeah, it kind of is.
Like the Americans. What if you met your version of Carrie Russell? What if she tried to turn you?
They were spies.
Yeah, but they had the CIA, wasn't it? Or was the FBI? I forgot who it was. Would you, if... The current version of Carrie Russell tried to turn you over to the Russian cause. Do you think you'd stay loyal?
She's too skinny. Can we get somebody thicker?
Fine. Whoever you think is the one that would get you, would you turn? You don't have to use a real person. Just think. Whatever that person is, you think you would turn?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. I mean,
what does she look like? You got to tell me what she looks like.
No. Even for your own country, it depends on what she looks like.
You got to tell me what she looks like.
So you would betray your country depending on what the operative looks like?
Let me know what she looks like, Del. I tell you yes or
what
no?
What are you looking for?
I think we know that.
What if she...
Wendy.
Okay. Fine. What if there's a Russian version of Wendy? Are you turning against your country?
Yeah, kind
of
am.
You know what we call you, John? A traitor. A traitor.
Horny.
Well, a horny traitor. Fine, whatever. Still a traitor.
1055 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about my peeps over at HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. We just really believe in this company. You will too. It's a Houston-owned and operated company. Mike Holly went to the University of Houston. He blocked for Andre Ware, as a matter of fact. And he is, so you Cougs out there, if you've got a business, this is the guy you want to use. But we believe in him because we started with just 25 employees. Said, we can do this. No, we can't. We got up to 75 employees and said, man, this is just too much. No matter how big it does matter how. You got to have at least, I would think, about 15 employees. But when you do get to that amount, it's just too much for one person to handle. And then you're just spending, if it's more than that, you're just spending way too much time, too much energy worrying about that stuff. And oh, by the way, you're not very good at the HR part. You could lose your business. And you're not very good at the Affordable Care Act or your SBA loans or all of the stuff that the government, all of the giveaways that the government are giving right now that you don't have any expertise in, or the unemployment claims and everything else that's going on. If you are somebody that has a business and you are not completely satisfied with the person that's doing it or the payroll company, well, then go with ours, because we are completely satisfied. I can tell you that. Just call up here and ask for Laura and ask her to give you an endorsement, and she will. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You got going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save